What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly, frankly, with a subject I thought we were done talking about for a while.
When we began this process, our goal was to do something the city of Philly could be proud of.
As we saw this situation truly unraveling, we tried again harder.
I don't have the luxury as the mayor to allow my pride, my ego, or my emotions to drive my decision making.
That proposed new 76ers arena, of course, City Council at the end of 2024 voted to green light the start of building it on Market East in Center City. And then...
just in to KYW News Radio.
The 76ers will remain in South Philadelphia. They are abandoning plans to build a new $1.3 billion arena on Market.
Word came early this week that the Sixers had, surprise, decided to stay in South Philadelphia, build a new arena as a partner with Comcast. Let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, what happened here?
Well, we know that Comcast wanted the 76ers to stay in South Philadelphia. They had a really rigorous lobbying effort when this idea of a Center City arena first came up. But they were absolutely opposed to building a new arena ahead of their timeline, which was not going to be until after 2031. The Sixers wanted a new arena by 2031. Comcast, you know, exerting its will, said, no, you should stay in this refurbished arena. We spent millions on it, and let's just be happy here, to which the Sixers obviously declined. Fast forward to Comcast negotiating with the NBA to get streaming rights for Peacock, apparently having a conversation with the NBA commissioner who said, listen, you should really smoke a peace pipe with the 76ers and figure something out that's going to be more amicable. And they did. They went back to the drawing board in early December, and Comcast decided its timeline for a new arena was not that important in the long run. They agreed to buy a stake in the 76ers. I imagine there is a change in how they split the profits from the games at the arena. But they came to an agreement, and the owners of the 76ers did a 180. We asked Josh Harris what changed his mind. He said, well, I didn't change my mind. I pivoted.
When we began meeting with Comcast in earnest, we both saw an opportunity, something even bigger than we had planned. Both of our organizations love this city, and together we can do incredible things, both in Market East and in the Arena District in South Philly.
Was this something that there had always kind of been this, probably won't happen, but keep an eye on this, you know, it's in the ether, or was this kind of completely out of the blue?
I think to 99.9% of observers, it was completely out of the blue. It was a jaw drop. Mayor Parker referred to it as a curveball or a big gulp. And so even she was blindsided.
I don't have the luxury of waddling in this 180. This is a celebration for the city because also this could be a bad day for Philadelphia if we were announcing, for example, Josh, that you were moving to Jersey. Like that darn training center that shouldn't be over there.
The one person who said to me he was aware that conversations were ongoing between the 76ers and other potential partners was Councilman Mark Squilla, in whose district the arena was going to be when it was going to be in Center City. He said he knew that they were still talking to Governor Murphy's office as recently as a week before this announcement. I don't know if he knew about the talks with Comcast, but he says that he was cautious about talking about the project going forward because he, who was perhaps closest outside of the immediate partners, was aware that there were talks going on.
How does this sit with council and the mayor? Obviously, Mayor Sherrell Parker had championed the Center City Arena from the jump. A lot of folks in council swallowed a lot of stuff to take a vote that was unpopular for their constituents, and then the rugs pulled out from under them. Like, how does this sit with everyone?
Well, I think that city council is very angry. Councilwoman Ketsy Lozada attended the press conference where this deal was announced to for the 76ers to go back to South Philly. She stood there for an hour and 15 minutes, absolutely stone-faced. She did not crack a smile even once. Most council members did not bother to attend. So I think that they are all really mad at the 76ers.
There was obviously so much pushback from Chinatown when they were going to put the arena in Center City. And a lot of money, community benefits. What happens to that? Is that money reallocated?
That community benefits agreement is off the table. Now, interestingly, Comcast officials told me that they intended to honor that $60 million community benefits agreement. But Mayor Parker said, oh, no, we are renegotiating that. Now $60 million is going to be the floor. Now that they know that they can get $60 million, they are going to be looking for more. She's going to renegotiate the payment in lieu of taxes. That was going to be $6 million a year, which is far more than Wells Fargo or the Link is paying down in the Stadium District because the real estate is much more valuable in Center City. I believe that she will now try to get $6 million for that stadium area a year. Everything is going to be renegotiated, and I'm afraid that Chinatown is going to find itself left out of that community benefits agreement.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We will have more on the arena. Some reaction from Chinatown coming up. This is The Week in Philly. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly. Saturdays at 5 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. Or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.